40 minutes in the books, and after two periods of play, the grounds trail Flint by a score of 3-0 as we bring you back inside the GFL Memorial Gardens in Sault Ste. Marie. Jerry Liscombe Jr. alongside me, Peter Ricci. Second intermission brought to you by Chuck's Rodos at 601 Gray Northern Road. And pleased to have with us Greyhounds Noah Louse after two periods of play. And while Noah put more pucks on Mason Vicari, did the Greyhounds in that second period, but just... so far, just your take on what's been a tough night so far for the Hounds.
I think we need to work harder, buy into the systems more, hit, be more physical, get more pucks on that.
So based on your description you just said there, it's been a hungrier Flint team, is safe to say, and the ground just haven't matched it so far through two periods?
Yeah, no, we definitely need to step up our game a bit if we want to come back here, but I think we will.
Noah, Peter Ricci here. I want to ask you something. Mm-hmm. You play in Saginaw on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You stay in Saginaw. You drive in yesterday.
Yeah.
The travel schedule this team faces is unlike... you come home Thursday.
Yeah.
Did I say Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. The travel schedule this team faces is unlike any team in the league. And I'm just wondering... if you believe fatigue is factoring into this game tonight?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, we've been doing it all season, so we're pretty used to it.
But it can be cumulative. Like you say, you've been doing it all season. I mean, eventually it catches up with you.
Yeah.
What are you saying? You got to play over it, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's affecting us right now.
Let me ask you this, too. 16 years old, one of the top players coming into the OHL. You were the 7th overall choice in last year's draft.
Yeah.
What has this experience been through 4 months of hockey? How has it changed you, do you think?
I mean, like, just from the start to now, like, I'm playing so much faster. Just playing with these better players, it really develops you a lot. Yeah.
But how about as a young man, you know, mentally? I mean, there's such a demand on OHL players. Has it taught you better time management? Has it really helped you mature faster?
Yeah, definitely. It's pro. You definitely need to dial in a little bit.
I know, despite all the things we talked about at the start of this interview, this ground hockey team, I think the leader, if not one of the leaders, and come from behind victory. Still 20 minutes left, and I'm sure still a lot of confidence down in that room, no?
Yeah, definitely. We all believe we're going to come back, so hopefully we'll see that.
I appreciate you joining us here after 40, Noah.
Yeah, thank you.
Noah Louse, our guest here after two periods of play, joining us in your Chuck's Rodos second intermission. He and the Greyhounds trail Flint by a score of 3-0. We'll talk about that lone goal of that second period. What else? What did or did not go down in that middle frame when we return with more upcoming. This is Pino's Get Fresh. Sioux Greyhounds Hockey on the Sioux Rock Station, Rock 101, simulcast on 99.5 YES FM, and also on Flow Hockey.